again, our guys continue to fight, continue to work at it, but it's just not good enough. That's what I told them. It's not where we want to be. Can't make enough plays to win a game yet. Get one more opportunity next week in Pittsburgh, and we'll come back. And our guys will fight their tails off, that much I do know. And so we got one more opportunity. And so we got to go to Pittsburgh and put together a great, great plan and have our guys go play well.
So Hugh, are you surprised in week 15 you would have this many self-inflicted wounds in a game like this between the turnovers, the penalties, the offsides?
Oh, I'm surprised. But, I mean, it's kind of been like this right now. Again, I take responsibility for all of it. As I keep telling you guys, I'm not going to am I surprised by the things that happen right now? Yeah, but at the same time, when you're not winning, these are the things that do happen. You know, they just do. But like I keep telling our players, we're going to get better. We're not going to let it define us. We just got to keep working at it. You know, it's unfortunate, but that's what it is.
Was your message any different today now that you're down to your last game?
No, it can't be. I'm not going to change. I'm going to be very consistent with this group. I have their total trust. They have mine. We just got to do things better. We got to continue to go back to practice. We get, you know, two more opportunities to practice to get better, to correct some of these things. You know, again, it's I don't think our guys are coming into these games wanting to line up offsides or have the things happen that happen. You know, this is football. And we know things do happen. I've said it a long time ago. Things sometimes feels like everything's got to be perfect for things to go right. You know, but there's some things we can do better, and we will. We just got to keep working at it.
Hugh, you had a really good, you guys had a really good drive going there in the first half. Mm-hmm. And was there miscommunication with him and Josh, or did he just overthrow it much?
Again, it doesn't. I don't want to get into it. It just, obviously, we didn't make the play, and we gave them a chance to get the ball. You know, that's something we just got to continue to get corrected. Haven't been able to correct it yet, so we just got to get better.
Was there a thought of keeping it on the ground or short passes? I mean, you guys.
Well, yeah, we had, like you said, we had a good drive going. It's not necessarily always, you know, when you call those plays that it has to go way down there. You know, there's other options that you can take, and I think we thought we saw something that maybe didn't happen the way we thought it did. And again, it's growth. Got to keep growing at it.
Did you ever think about taking Deshaun out of this game?
No, I did not. You know, I'm gonna let him play through it. I said that to you guys several weeks ago. As long as he's standing and his mind and body's right, I'm gonna let him play through it. I think that's the best thing to do.
Any problem with Jordan's effort?
I can't, Tony, until I get a chance to watch the tape. I didn't feel like there was a problem with his effort. I know he was under the weather. I got what he has. I have the same thing he has. And that don't feel very good, but he was out there giving it everything he has as much as he could. But I know he was not feeling as well at the start of this game for sure.
Did Garrett's touchdown that got called back, did that kind of deflate people? What can you say about a guy like that?
That part's inexcusable. You know, I think obviously Carl will be first to tell you that, you know, and he's apologizing in the locker room, but it's just not where we need to be. You know, I think we got to do that part better. You know, we can get lined up correctly. And again, that was a huge, you know, opportunity there in the game to take a lead and get a little momentum. And again, we've all seen it. When you don't get those plays, the other team turns around to go make a play. And so it's kind of like the double-edged sword there. So, you know, again, I mean, it's, again, when you're losing like we have, these are the things that come up. You know, these are the plays that start getting made and things start getting questioned. What we got to do is circle the wagons, go back to work, you know, and continue to do this and finish this thing off the right way.
What did you think of that play by Garrett?
Unbelievable. The catch, the run, he looked fast. You know, running down the sideline, everybody was celebrating, but everybody kind of knew that we had a penalty coming, you know, once the flag went up. So, again, but that was a hell of a play by Miles. It got a sack today. I thought he rushed the quarterback hard. I thought he did some good things.
You didn't run the ball a whole lot in the second half. I mean, I think it was 6-3, if I'm correct, at halftime. Maybe you were just couple times.
I love when you guys say that. I mean, again, they went down and scored. If I'm not mistaken, on the first play of the second half, we did run the ball, came back and threw it the second. Then you're third down and long. You know, you're going to have to throw the ball in that situation. I think that's what you're seeing more so than anything. We got to make more plays on first down, you know, and I think that's what's important. And again, I mean, we ran the ball. I think we ran the ball first two plays, second half. You know, and again, now you're third and long, you know. So I get it. Trust me, that's not why we're losing, because we're not running the ball. I think we just got to continue to get better, period. And today wasn't our day.
Would you say this was one of Deshaun's worst games just from an overall standpoint?
I need to see the tape, Mary Kay, again. I'm going to go back and watch the tape. But we're going to keep coaching Deshaun. I mean, Deshaun's got to – got to keep stepping to the plate. That's what he's got to do. He's not going to fall off. I mean, he's got to come back, got to get ready for Pittsburgh, go play again.
Bill, can you comment on the report this morning
that you have to Again, I'm not going to talk about next year. I want to talk about next week. We got another opportunity next week to play against Pittsburgh. Again, I can't speak to reports. If you guys didn't hear all that from me, then obviously people say all kind of things, but I haven't put that out there.
You guys were at full strength after that was Carl's second penalty on the offsides. Would you have sat him, or would you, because I know your Garrett's out, or Ogba is not playing. Mm-hmm. If you were at full strength, would you have sat him after that?
Obviously, we took him out of the game right after that. I'm not going to speculate on what we would have done. You know, again, it's I know Carl Nassib, and Carl Nassib is not trying to line up offsides. You know, it's again. These young guys are going to make some plays that we all scratch our head about. Again, you know, this is his second year into it. He's got to do those things better. Been lining up, you know, onside all game. You know, why does it happen at that inopportune time? We just got to go back and address that and get better.
Do you know what his sports
penalty was? He called somebody an idiot. Yes, that's what it was about. That's what it was. I know that for a fact.
Coach, did the playing conditions change a lot after halftime as they worked to clear the field?
No, I thought they did a great job with the field. I really commend the people here in Chicago for making the playing surface really safe. I thought they did. I thought it was even better after halftime than it was at the start of the game. So I thought they did a great job.
What were your thoughts on Mitch Trubisky?
I'm sorry?
On Mitch Trubisky.
Made some plays. You know, made some plays for him. They've had a couple screen passes that broke out. I think a lot of his yards came from those things. Couple of screen plays that they had. I know one went for 40, another one for 25. I don't know how many total yards he had, but I know that was the bulk of it, you know. I think our defense fought their tails off, but again, you know, those plays break out. You know, those things lead to touchdowns. So, again, we got to do better.
You guys clinched the number one overall pick in the second year.
Oh, wow. That's nice, I guess. I mean, Mary Kay, these guys, we can – honestly, I could care less about the number one overall pick. I'm more so about that locker room, you know. And those guys fight their tails off for me. They work hard. They do everything I asked. And like I told them, my disappointment is I'm not getting them to winning. And that's unfortunate. You know, we're not making enough plays to do it. That's just kind of what we are.
You ask us every week, but what's your frame of mind?
Mine?
Yeah.
I think you guys know me by now. You said it every week. Again, I'm pissed. Let's just be honest and put it out there. I'm disappointed. I'm pissed off because I never saw this being this way in my 2 years here, ever. You know, I've been coaching football a long time, been through a lot of things, seen a lot of things, and I just know without question we're going to get this fixed. I was able to look right into certain people's eyes right after the game, right in our locker room, and I know this is going to get fixed. It's just hard going through it. You know, this is the hardest thing I've ever been through in my life. So hopefully we're going to get on the other side of this. We're going to get this football team to where it needs to be. We're going to get this organization to where it needs to be and move forward. But right now, we're going to take the lumps, and we deserve them. I mean, this is who we are and what we are. Our record is what it is, what it's been for the last 2 years. But like I said, I'm not going to let this define our organization, our players, our coaches, as we move forward. This is not going to be who we are.